Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Collar here, 37 past one. Like all our guests, regulars like Matthew. John Schuster, Coldwell Banker Hotline, hello. Thanks for accommodating your schedule. When you look at what took place last night involving the Vikings, which part of their decision-making and results impressed you most, and which part left you wondering, I'm not sure that was the right decision?
Well, I think that the patience that Kwesi Adofo-Mensah had to not have to trade up to get J.J. McCarthy, or maybe the intel, I guess we don't really know, but it seemed to me that we were presented by the mock draft universe that there was no getting J.J. McCarthy without a trade up, and they said, you know what, we don't think the Giants are going to do it, we don't think that the Titans are going to do it. I'm sure the whole world was shocked by what the Atlanta Falcons did,
yes,
so maybe
sir.
That's a little for a bit, but they also knew at that point that Penix and McCarthy would both be on, you know, the table there for them, even if there was a surprise quarterback taken going up to their pick, and there was, and yet McCarthy was still there. Jeff Darlington of ESPN had reported that Penix and McCarthy were their two options if Drake May was not available, which it was very clear that the Patriots were just full of crap the whole time, that they were saying, oh, you know, maybe at the right price. Well, I guess the right price was signing over U.S. Bank Stadium and Justin Jefferson, and that was pretty much it for Drake May. But, you know, the fact that they waited it out, they didn't have to give up a lot. And then at the last minute, all right, let's make sure we box out the Denver Broncos, make sure they don't jump up over us and get our guy. Made it clear that they liked McCarthy a lot more than Bo Nix, and they get somebody that we all expected them to have to pay a lot more for. I think where you do have some question is with the Dallas Turner pick, and not the player, not the pick, but just how they ended up getting there, which was they had to trade up to get that number 23 pick, going back a few weeks, and then they get to 23 and go, all right, let's actually throw more draft capital at it. And it ends up being a king's ransom to move up and get one player. At the same time, this is the third pick on defense off the board. I mean, it's very unusual. It's just a strange draft. You never see six quarterbacks. You never see the number of receivers who are considered, you know, tremendous, tremendous prospects.
Linemen.
It's just rare.
Yep.
So, I understood that. I know that the draft charts are going to say they're the dumbest people of all time, but, you know, I prefer you go get somebody who looks to me like a perfect fit for Brian Flores, and if you gave up some other draft capital, that's okay with me. I really don't have too many questions about what they did and the way they handled it last night.
I'm with you on, listen, those are the two hardest positions to land. If they turn out to be great, and we have no idea, but man, you love the great quarterback, you love the pass rushing stud, defensive end. This team also obviously still needs multiple cornerbacks, and in particular, a star cornerback. If they would have known that they could stay at 23 and by most accounts get the best cornerback in the draft, a guy people love from the same school, Terrion Arnold, and he ends up going 24. So they could have stayed at 23 in theory, and they don't give up third, fourth, and fifth. And they go to you, Collar, and say, here's our option. We go get Turner, and we give up the picks, the third, the fourth, and fifth, or we stay and we get Terrion Arnold at 23, and Kwesi calls you. You say what?
I would have thought that that was a very favorable outcome to stay at 23 and get Terrion Arnold, because I became a Terrion Arnold enjoyer throughout the draft process, watching his games back a little bit, you know, just preparing for the possibility they could draft defensive players. And the guy is a dog. I mean, he is like exactly what Brian Flores would want in a cornerback. You could say that maybe they didn't think that Arnold would quite get that far, and we know that now, but there was a little bit of a run of cornerbacks. In a way, it's like either no matter what they did, they were getting a great prospect on the defensive side of the ball just because of the way things were set up. So they must have been really in love, or Brian Flores must have been really in love with Dallas Turner. And if Brian Flores tells me this guy can be the final piece to the puzzle, because what I've always thought about these trade-ups is, you know, what's hard to find is excellence. What you can find a lot of is good, but excellence is very difficult. This was my argument when they traded down in 2022. I was like, you got to be kidding me going down that far, because you usually get excellence where they were at the top. And 32, you know, it's a lot harder to get that. So in this case, trading up and aiming for excellence. Also, I mean, look around. The best teams, the teams that make the Super Bowl, they rush the hell out of the passer.
Correct.
And you're never like when you get deep in the playoffs. Now the NFC's got some quarterbacks. Caleb Williams is on the other side. What is the way to stop Caleb Williams? It's going to be pressure on the quarterback. But we also have to understand this roster isn't there yet. It's not complete. It's not a Super Bowl roster. They took a huge step last night, the final piece to the competitive rebuild. But, I mean, they're going to need another offseason in order to completely build this roster. They've got a ton of cap space. Thank you to Kirk Cousins becoming an Atlanta Falcon for next year. And the fact that they didn't give away their first-round pick, the corner you're talking about might be next year, might be the first-round pick. They could do everything this offseason, but they did the most important part.
Our guy Matthew Collar is with us, extensive and outstanding coverage leading up to the draft. Same way, Purple Insider, Substack.com. We'll finish with multiple questions on McCarthy, but I want to stay with the defense. Flores, highly regarded, massive improvement from Ed Donatell. But I think most people looked and said, man, where's the talent coming from? Let's just, we still have more picks to add, but you know, it's a ways off. It's in the fourth round. What's your review right now through, I don't know, 85% of the offseason regarding the amount of talent they've added on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, you know, I was reading Patrick Royce the other day, and he was talking about how it feels weird for him to just praise everything the Vikings are doing.
Yes.
And I feel the same thing, because for a long time, you and I have picked apart a lot of the stuff that they've done.
Yeah.
But even on the defensive side, nobody appreciates more what Danielle Hunter did for this team. I mean, I was here for the whole time, and what an unbelievable talent. But his price, his age, his injury history, it was really hard to put down all the guaranteed money that the Texans did, where they're all in right now to try to win. Instead, they go out and get Gennard. They go out and get Blake Cashman. They get younger, but also bring in talent, a player like Andrew Van Ginkle, who's a versatile guy that's been with Flores before, and now adding a pass rusher. I mean, I think they have significantly more talent as a whole than they did last year. I think Cashman's an upgrade from Jordan Hicks. And if you gave me three pass rushers instead of one, which is all they were dealing with last year, you're probably going to be more effective. So I think that the bar should be pretty high for this defense. And look, I would have preferred a corner at some point. Harrison Smith coming back is pretty helpful to them. It allows Josh Metellus to stay in the same role. They have you and I as depth, though, and it's still going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Because I'm soft and you're old.
Yeah.
So we're not going to be able to help when they lose anybody. Oh. And that still is a problem. And that's where I think they gave Flores enough to give them another top 15 defense. They are going to have a harder NFC than they did last year. But this is a defense you could build on. These aren't old pieces who are leaving after this year. These are guys who are going to be in place over multiple years that he can continue to add layers and add depth.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, McCarthy, were you surprised the Giants did not go for a quarterback? I know they've got the financial investment in Daniel Jones, and I forget they added some other name as a backup. But, man, wasn't McCarthy sitting there for the Giants at six?
This was my favorite smokescreen. I was on top of this one the whole draft season. I was saying that there's no way that the Giants could pick a quarterback because these guys who run that team went to their owners and asked for $80 million guaranteed for Daniel Jones a year ago. There is no way you can go back and just be like, hey, things happened. No, you've got to try to justify that Daniel Jones contract. And the best way to do it is with Malik Nabers, not with drafting a development quarterback, because you don't get time to do that. It's sort of like how Chicago drafted Justin Fields when Matt Nagy was still there. Like, wait, does Matt Nagy think he's going to hang around to develop Justin Fields? I don't think so. So I think they would have done it for Drake May, maybe. They were among the teams that were calling up, but not for somebody that was going to take a while and doesn't have necessarily the most freakish skills. So I was not surprised that the Giants decided to try to help their guy as opposed to drafting a new quarterback that they would need multiple years to develop.
McCarthy was surrounded by talent, didn't throw a lot, averaged 22 passes a game. I mean, he was 20 when this year started. So what is a realistic and a positive circumstance for J.J. McCarthy with this team this year, knowing there's a fair amount of upside and also ready-to-go offensive talent in this team? And also you have a guy in Sam Darnold who is the projected starter, who has started a lot, but he's a guy.
Yeah, I think that the decision to bring in Sam Darnold was a really good one because now it sets a bar. Right? Like Sam Darnold went 8-9 as a Carolina Panther. He's not the worst quarterback. So if J.J. McCarthy outplays him in training camp, then he's ready to play in the NFL. And hey, he's young, but whatever. So was C.J. Stroud last year. If Sam Darnold beats him out, that's okay because he hasn't thrown a lot of passes in his life. As you said, he's young. He's only thrown about 700 college passes, which is maybe half of what Bo Nix threw at best or maybe less. You know, you're going to have to give him time as a young player, but this is where Kevin O'Connell and Josh McCown can mold this quarterback over the next year or so. And my thing is patience is going to be required here. Probably. We're probably going to sit through some bad training camp practices. We're probably going to sit through some interceptions in preseason or something that makes everyone call in Christian Ponder. And please let it go, everybody. Just let it go. It was a long time ago. It has nothing to do with J.J. McCarthy. If you bring up Christian Ponder, my brain melts. Just like it has nothing to do with it. But you got to give it time, because I think we've seen a lot of success in the past of developing quarterbacks for a year. And it's not an easy offense. It's an offense that puts a lot on the quarterback's shoulders. It took Kirk Cousins until, you know, deep into his first season, maybe even into year two, before it felt like he truly mastered it. So let it play out. I know that we all want to see it tomorrow, but letting it play out is what's right for the long term of the J.J. McCarthy's career.
I always appreciated even the cheap shot, even calling me old. I still, and it's also true. I mean,
it's not cheap if it's true.
Yeah, I mean, it can be both, right? Can a cheap shot be true?
I think truth can't be controversial.
I called myself soft. I thought, yeah, if I made fun of myself too, you wouldn't be offended.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I mean, I'm hurt. I have feelings. I teared up a little, and then I thought, well, he's right. So that's kind of a problem. Enjoy the opening press conference, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it.
Matthew Collar, he's excellent. PurpleInsiderSubstack.com. Do it now. I'm going to tell you about K&S Heating Air. We received a very positive text earlier today. Someone who reached out to KSHeating.com and talked about professional and thorough that they were with the interaction, and it surprises me zero. Let me check my phone here. Today is April 26th. This deal, she's a ball game. April 30th, 4 days away. What's the deal? For the price of $7,795, a Lennox, yes, Lennox, great company, high efficient furnace and air conditioner, both of them. I mean, you're probably going to be set for 10, 15, 20 years. Both of them for $7,795. No. I'm not done. Plus a 10-year warranty. I back this up at my house with my family because I have a Lennox high efficient air conditioner and furnace from K&S, and have K&S come out on a regular basis. Track them down today. KSHeating.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.